2:30, so we got that long.
Wow.
Okay? That's okay.
A lot of ground to
cover.
Huh? Yeah, a lot of ground to cover.
That's okay. You know, we'll see how the cover is and they'll fix it.
Okay.
First,
so let's over the truck back a little bit. Like, Dan can't even know some of the stuff in the order. He's going to have to cut out. He's doing the wrapping up. And I'm going to give you what I got, and I'll get what you got, and I'm going to get it back to the committee so everyone's in agreement, everyone knows everything. Good. I'm good with you?
Yep.
Okay. And I got a bunch of stuff that you requested. So you go over that.
Good.
I'm calling a little agenda here. And you had a message to me. I made that yesterday.
Well, I had, you know, I just more or less put together our perspective on the whole thing. So I don't have to give it to you. Verbally, but in any case,
let's go over that now. This is Mike's perspective. He sees the whole
Mike and you went over
it. Well, this is how Mike sees the legal battle game. What he sees is more or less, you know, like, could happen sooner or later. You know,
it's kind of a last skirmish going on, and that's about it.
Do you think it's going to be wrapped up decently?
Yeah, no one really expects to be concerned about it anymore. Their credibility is shot in all quarters. There is no credibility left. They're simply being bled by some unspeakable skirmish. That's all it is for me. However, a lot of detail. His feeling is that a couple, handful of the right people, Dr. David, can end it, just end the whole damn thing.
Wow.
And all the things that are going on, you know, it'll take a little PR too. It'll take somebody standing up and saying, hey, listen, oops, you know, here's what's going on. But he sees it as exactly. He remains absolutely confident about Canada. I don't know what the latest you have on Canada. There was the yesterday and today, I guess, is the criminal contempt of the brother.
Right.
But I haven't heard about from Katie Hill. I don't know on that. You know, it's sort of the last push by it.
Right.
It's that kind of a thing. They say they got such a tight case. They got 29 people they're going to indict. And then we'll begin the, you know, the warrants, they're going to have them served over here, they're going to have them picked up over here. You know, and they'll be running, they said, whoever is delegated, whoever accepts the hat, and, you know, as soon as they have a treaty, obviously, right? It's going to be like a Mo and James thing. The local. Yeah, the U.S. authorities will serve these people and pick them up. And when they pick them up, they got to, you know, take them away and do whatever they do. It's a criminal offense. And at that time, they're either going to go into hiding, which, likely, I don't know. I really don't know. You probably have all the news. Born this cured. And I have a lot of questions. If you have questions for me, I can answer.
That's pretty much the scoop then. Let's just go to Bill Baker and you can see that Matthew Harvey's cumulative campaign effort to regroup.
This is a deletion mark. This is a delete. So delete campaign using the line.
Okay.
This is just simply, I see, this lays out, in my opinion, all the things that are going on, how irrevocable the whole thing is, and, you know, it's kind of time to act. But again, you people probably stay more up to date on the legal actual events than I do, but never before has there been, you know, cases that, that have to come to trial within the next 3 weeks. Okay.
Listen to you over this stuff,
yeah?
Yeah,
this is the thing I can't count at this big event. You heard about that?
Yeah. The,
You wanted IHOP stuff.
Yeah.
And I have a whole bunch of documents here and samples of different kinds I can give you these.
Good.
This is like, kid in the candy shop. I hope I got what you wanted.
Oh, wow, so far we're looking great.
Okay, you want to just take a look at them, and I haven't really set them closer, but maybe I can help you answer any questions.
You know, I won't waste the time right now with going over all of this, because I know as I go through it and study the legalese, I'm going to have a lot of questions. Mike's going to have a lot of questions.
Right.
Okay? To ask the questions at this point before I digest this stuff, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Right. But I need to know, like, what your strategy is on regarding these type of things, and, you know, what you're looking at doing.
Well, I got a view, of course, from you, of course, that someone at least considered that IHELP was a, you know, a silly deal, as it were. Shouldn't I get some IHELP materials? And so hence I asked. Now, issues, I wanted to know, number one, how they're run off now, what the typeface is like. Are these like this? You know,
these are real McCoys.
You see, because I think that during a part of this, we can simply create these. You know, I can create documents as well as these.
And then, like, you know, what kind of stuff are we going to want to create, and who's going to get it? And
that's what we need to talk about.
Yeah, that's stuff I want to know. Like, what's the input from Mike on it? Like, how is it going to tie in with what he's doing and what other people are doing? And what are the agencies want on this?
Okay, well, the agencies have asked for some specific things. That's all they've asked for.
What exactly? We need to take notes on this. What have they asked for?
Well, they've asked for specifically. Now, some of the things you already answered and I already passed on.
Names
that they mentioned. Marlowe, Reynolds, Doug Hayes.
Who wanted this?
CID.
Got it?
Yeah. Do you want a number in CID?
Yes.
Your people should call. Any problem, just call this guy. He's, in my opinion, a pretty straight guys.
And he knows about the loyalists and what we're doing and stuff like that?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And what exactly you told him? What did he say?
He feels that, you know, he keeps saying, when's one of these guys going to talk to me? He says, I'll meet under any circumstances.
Wow.
He wants to talk. And he, you know, anyway, let me get Al Lipson. 313-688-4260. At night. This is really great. How far is the track? Is it a long thing?
I think it just zips around.
Did it go through the zoo?
I don't know.
I don't even know where the zoo is. Yeah, not here, right?
Real close, I know.
Fine, great little thing. At night, 688-4151. I believe that's
your home?
No, I don't think so. I think that's how you...
This is CID.
Yeah, how he can be reached.
All right.
Well, I'm taking a fuck of a chance doing this, but shit, so are you.
Okay, so...
But there is a lot of...
What does he need from me? What does he want? Or does he just come back at me for what I need?
Well, what it ties in, he would like to get everyone to talk so that they can move. But at the same time, I always say to him, well, listen, you're putting us in an uncomfortable situation. If you're telling me you haven't got enough to move right now, and I've given you the testimony, I'm a marked man.
Right.
If you guys back off the investigation, he said, so I'm just
the reason I do that is not because I'm particularly paranoid, but because I'm searching for what's going on in their skull. He assures me the investigation's going forward. We got enough. That's the way the government works.
Listen, bottom line, I'm not aware of any crime the church is committing right now. You know, we've looked at, like, realistically.
How much are they paying PIs?
Illegal expenditures. Illegal expenditures. Now, you look at that. We talked about that at our last meeting. But I mean, these people have, you know, apparently corporate power to spend this money. You know, so I don't see how that's breaking the law. We're not talking what they're doing in D.C.
No, it's
so
just the illegal expenditures.
You see?
It's kind of like, yeah, these people have the power. That's it. That's the whole thing. They have that power, and they're abusing it. So that's why we're saying enough, and that's why we have this lawsuit. See? All it has to do with this money. It has nothing to do with if they shoot Billy Joe. Not who's using those the funds of a charitable corporation. You guys are a charitable corporation, right? So who's using the funds of a charitable corporation to what? Entrap? To destroy someone's reputation? That's
how
not. Look at freedom. Look at the whole Flynn escapade. That's it. That's the key. They overstepped the fucking bounds. They don't have any proof. So they don't have any proof. Do they?
Well, my understanding is when they do these freedom things, they got interviews and they got all of this. I mean, I don't. There's no breaking and entering. There's no nothing like that going on. Everything.
How much of the PI has been paid?
Imagine what. Okay, listen to this.
That's the whole point.
I mean, like, in the last number of years, everything these guys do are run by attorneys. And they got banks of attorneys checking everything, all the laws, all of this. And, okay, so, like, what am I talking about is, like, basically, nothing, they're not breaking the law. Because they have the attorneys checking everything. Before these freedoms go out, they check the law, they're liable, the law, this, that. You know what I mean?
So I know, I understand.
So, I mean, it's like, we're getting to areas of law that the committee, it's like, from our end, we don't see that.
You don't see what?
I mean, it's a blatant criminality.
I understand. It's all done. Look at it. Just try. I understand your question. I don't see it as a problem like you see it as a problem. I see simply that an organization cannot do that. You cannot simply take people's money and use it to destroy someone. It just doesn't wash. You can't say, I'm a church, and now let's go kill them. And, you can't. Anyway, that's the whole. I understand what you're saying, and I'll send it back down the line.
Tell Michael, and that's what we're sitting with. They're like, we don't see it, and we can't see how that's going to go. I mean, it's just drilled in ever since the raids. You know, it's like no illegality, no attorneys, and they say,
where's the money? You guys know how much money has gone to the attorneys? For what? They're fucking bleeding you. Surely the congregation has the opportunity to stand up and say, it's our fucking church and our money. Otherwise, you're saying, well, shit, it's totally legal. You're saying, we can buy a house of prostitution in Nevada because that's legal. But you can't use the church bucks for that, asshole. That's the way we see it. You know, it's kind of like, illegal? Fuck it. Logic. That's kind of the way. And I think that the complaint was tailored in that way, wasn't it? It didn't go into any heavy crime. It simply was this much money has been it's kind of like
the loyalists can file. That's what we're talking about.
Right. You guys have information, I understand, regarding the payment of money down in Florida, right? To someone. Okay, they weren't planting drugs and hookers on old Judge Frisbee. But they sure did pay for the goddamn boat. They paid the PIs, and they made some recordings. Am I correct?
I don't remember. You pay PIs. Wow.
Exactly. And that's the whole thing. Enough.
We're going to get out of the thing. Into a center or,
But the whole point is, the guys are being indicted. You see, you can't...
What are they being indicted on?
Huh?
What are they being indicted on?
Well, probably fraud. And they're about to get other trouble in Texas.
Fraud.
Failure to
file a...
That's what
fit in our mind. Is it like, you know... Hubbard has got attorneys in Texas for years. You can't, be...
No.
And he has all these attorneys.
You know what? This is the way it is. And it took a long time to learn. I could be all wet. Maybe I'll never go. All those things could happen. But there's a big difference between law and justice. And they're all within the law. But it's not done. You can do things within the law, but they're not just. You notice that they,
Their
PIs were all within the law. It was all within the law, right?
Right.
Except G. Armstrong is going to get a fucking big award because they did it. Because you just don't harass people that way. You don't take Joe Citizen who's got zero money. You've just robbed him. And then you turn the weight of that organization with a bunch of fucking meatball PIs against you. And justice. And we're saying, fuck it, it's just right. And that's what you guys are saying. Somebody's got to stand up.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter if it happens. Anyway, I think that the swath of information is very vital. And I think if we keep going along, the more things happen, the more there is, the more we're in control of this whole damn thing. Because the fact is, we're around here, and they can't do this shit. They gotta hide. McTavish is hiding. Right? You can get fucked around. So now you've got...
You're not hiding.
Huh?
You're not hiding.
What? No.
You're not afraid, are you?
No. And that's why I'm in a fucking stronger position than they are.
How's that?
Why? I'll bring them to their knees.
Where did that happen? What's your prediction?
That they're going to lose in a whole bunch of jurisdictions. They're going to lose, and they're going to lose, and they're going to lose. And they're going to start losing in 1985. They won't even have to lose one. And attorneys all over the country are going to jump on the fucking bandwagon. And watch, all of a sudden, you've got precedents being established, which are incredible. The organization continues on with its kind of band-aid philosophy. Slap a band-aid on. Oh, shit. Rip it off and slap another band-aid on. Meanwhile, life happens to be marching by. And they put all the band-aids on all the lawsuits that they can. And it becomes a trial. They took a bath in Armstrong. They took a bath over in the UK. They took a bath in the tax case. They're about to get burned in sand mules because they're not going to be allowed to intervene. And when that happens, Hubbard's going to be defaulted. And pretty soon, you'll find Martin Samuels selling you Dianetics books if you own the copyright. Because it's already been adjudicated that the organization is L. Ron Hubbard's alter ego in Armstrong. And they're collaterally stopped from proceeding even on that issue. Well, they'll bob and weave for a while, but they're going to get slapped down. Pretty soon, Tamini's going to be extradited. Now, Tamini himself, of course, is an interesting paradox. You think this guy has some substance, and yet here's this... again, I don't know your people's position in the organization, but I see that policy is the thing that is handled at the top. So if someone wants to change policy, if you see a conflict in policy, you can write up the CSW to change the policy, and that policy goes upline. I assume you can still do that in the organization because it's policy to cover it, right? So you originate policy, and in the CSW, put all the relevant information. You retain the CSW, and you send up the proposal to the people at top. People at top are going to do whatever they do. It depends what you intended when you submitted the issue.
So you can affect attorneys and
you PIs. You can affect the whole damn thing. You can cause a policy change, for example, regarding the use of PIs.
Simply say, you know, Hubbard says in his oral issue, use our own people, don't use outside people. Well, that's going to hurt. That's going to trap Hubbard.
You know? So in fact, we have to change that policy. And you can put in your CSW the risks that are being run. For example, if it's... Anyway, the organization, you can say and this is a problem that they run into. The PIs overstep their bounds, right? And they know it.
I don't know that. I mean, legally, I mean, like, I can't, you know, say, yes, attorneys...
See, again, I can't tell where your people are positioned to know what in the organization. You know where I'm coming from. In other words, you're not going to have, you know, for lack of any other post, the dishwasher originating issues regarding PIs.
Oh, we got... Oh, I want to give you the really good news. Is that it? And we're not talking dishwasher.
Operation long drawn.
Two members of the board of directors. Closed.
Holy, that's the same thing.
So we're talking
you can do
two.
You
right?
can do one, and you've got two board members. Have they already signed on data resignation?
I'm sure that's standard.
But they can invalidate them. Let me make a note of that, okay? Because I'll ask Mike on that as a legal point. Yes.
Okay. Let's run through some other stuff real quick.
Yep.
So we got these, we got the ideas on how to change them.
There's just a lot of ways that I think that you can...
colors and stuff.
Exactly.
You know how to do all that, change them and...
Well, I think that it is possible. I think that a lot of things can be done.
I don't propose to, you know, I can't go within a mile of the organization, obviously, so I can't be slipping things into the comm basket.
Oh, yeah. So if it's... There'll be helpers involved. I'm going to show you this thing. Now, this thing was from the iHelp.
Yeah.
And got shredded, and you put it together.
Do you know whose handwriting that is?
No. Anyway. Channel all money flows in iHelp, thereby da-da-da-da-da-da. And you're talking about the money in iHelp. But why do you bring up the legal thing here? This thing here, you know, handling something, each country's laws. You know, so it looks like it's going to be run by the attorneys, but you know what I mean?
Right.
This, you know, I don't want to, it's sort of dice, I don't want to give that out. It's not broad. You can look at it.
What's the date on it, you know?
You know, it says real news, 6 September.
84. Well, so iHelp
is the thing that's going on. And the other thing I give you, it gives you the initial stance on it, something about the counseling or something.
Brian? Okay, well, you won't worry about that right now.
You want to look at anything on that?
You know what we may be able to do is paste it down and then photocopy it again. And maybe if we could do it real well, we could turn it into an actual rather than You know what I mean? Glue the sucker down really well, and then re-photocopy it, and hopefully these various lines that we picked up and join the whole thing back together. It could have crimped a little bit because we cut it off and grind it some of the edges up. But it's really good. I don't understand it all yet, but please cycle with all income. There's no chance liability from any, for anyone at last.
How do your people feel about the organization, like where they're at? Do they feel like, you know, they're going to weather this storm, or that they're getting more powerful, or that, you know, they're so firmly entrenched that only the plan of attrition is going to at all move things along?
Well, we're looking very seriously at actually following the suit. One of the things, one of the Michael's like, you know, what the timing of that should be, that kind of thing. Like, you have it working in both directions.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I mean, you have, you know, actually names and belonging to the students and board of directors. Maybe. Just run through the rest of this.
Yeah.
Come back and there, let's see more samples of this year. Good. Now, I'll give you this whole thing. I only got in here.
Pledge, right?
Yeah.
Who are these people? David Miscavige. Dickie Esmerine.